We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Hey there. It's 5:45.
Good morning.
Tuesday morning. I'm actually feeling really lucky to be here today. I almost burned my house down twice yesterday.
Twice?
Yeah.
What now? Start from the
beginning. Why would you want to do that?
You just
want to start over? You are so see-through.
God.
You're so transparent. You
just
did it on purpose.
Lot. Just buy a lot and start designing and building. Don't burn a house down.
No, I really don't want to burn the house. Believe it or not,
I got the Tesla flamethrower. I'm going to play with it in the backyard by the house now.
It's going to be fun.
I was thinking like a roach. She left a roach on the side of her bed.
Oh, this is a pot thing?
Smoking weed.
No.
Jesus.
The bong. Was it the bong?
It wasn't a bong.
Okay.
One thing is probably not going to burn my house down. The other thing, I swear to God, like my house could have burned down yesterday. So we're building this barbecue in the backyard. Mm-hmm. And it's a... just like, you know, like outdoor kitchen, like people have.
That you see in the movies?
Yes, like in the movies,
yeah.
Susie. It's nice.
Wow, Sarah.
Right, so we're building this barbecue. Don't, because I want to cook you a piece of chicken on that you're going to love.
I'm going to eat it.
Mm. So we got this new grill, and we did the setback that they recommend, you know, because it sits there, it sits in a counter, and it's got there's a back wall behind it. But and it's set the right distance. But we turned it on for the first time yesterday, and we were, you know, just trying to cook off that new grill smell. Like, I think everything's sort of oiled and, you know, it's kind of stinky. So we left it there for a while, and I went over to it, and I'm like, Jesus, this thing is hot. And I realized that it wasn't even the grill that was hot. It was the wall behind it that was – it was so hot you couldn't even touch it, and it's wood. I'm like, okay, this isn't going to work, like, now that I mean, our old grill, we had it set. It was set, like, against the house, but it vented in a different way. This one vents right out the back. It was just, like, pummeling the wall. I'm like, okay, we got to figure something out for this. Like, I don't know what's going to happen here. We'll take this wood off, put some backer board on
there. Wood handles heat great. What's your problem?
Yeah. I know. It does seem fine, right? Yeah, wood doesn't burn. So we're sitting there thinking, and we're talking about that. Like, I don't know. What do you think we should do about this?
Lacquer? A little lacquer on there, that'll help.
Yeah, that'll spark things up.
Yeah, and it's an oiled surface. All the wood back there has just been oiled. And like I don't even know what you call it, panafin, I think it's called. But whatever, so that's not going to work. Like, I got to figure something out. And so we're sitting out on this is after dinner. We're sitting out on the back deck. And then I'm like, what's that smell? It's like, I don't know. Do you see? Is that like somebody cooking some weird thing?
Down
like
the street.
Like what could that be? Like, I don't know. That's weird. So we start kind of walking around. Like, what is it? Almost smells like burning plastic. I'm like, what is that? And it starts getting worse and worse. And we're kind of going around. Like, what is happening?
There was no plume.
No plumes. Nothing. And we're going to the back, we're looking at the air conditioner, we're looking at this, we're just, you know, what could this be? And we're sort of zeroing in on one area, and I look, and I'm like, and I see this tiny wisp of smoke coming out of a trash.
Radical.
A trash bag.
Cool.
Trash bag?
Sitting on the deck. I'm like, oh my God. There's smoke coming out of this, and it's literally like, you know, we have trash bags all around, you know, there's just construction debris and whatever. So I want to talk for a minute about safe rag handling, because if you have oily rags, they can spontaneously combust.
Right.
You need to.
We've heard that a million times.
A million times. And frankly, I oil.
Vinny's done stories about this.
It burns people's houses down all the time.
That garage project I did, some of the chemicals involved there could easily combust.
So we have a lot of old wood in the backyard that we've been doing this oil finish on. It's just weather riser, and it just sort of seals the wood. And yesterday I did a ton of oiling because we finally got all this stuff done and I'm out there and I'm just, you know, it's like a, I don't know, it's like a stain, but it's not really. So you put it on there and then you have to wipe it off, rub it in and kind of wipe off the excess and you go through these rags. So, and I've been doing this a ton. All the fences in the yard have this, like we have a ton of it. And I spread out the rags. You're supposed to let them dry and you seal them. And that's how you dispose of them. So yesterday when we were cleaning up, clearly a bunch of the rags got picked up and dropped into like a contractor bag, like a big black hefty bag. And it's just sitting on the porch. There's hardly anything else in it.
On a hot day.
No, it was in the shade, though, completely in the shade. It wasn't like the sun was touching it. And this was had to be 7 p.m. When we finally noticed this. So it wasn't, because that was the first thing I thought, too. Like, oh, did it cook in the thing? John's like, I put those in there 40 minutes ago. So I know. That's how. And if we hadn't been outside, like, the house 100% would have burnt down. Like,
whoa.
We opened, I'm like, oh, my God, smoke. We drag it across. We're dump it out, hose everything up. If things are on fire in this bag. Like, these rags, they're just rags, people. Don't just bundle them up and throw them in a trash can. They've got to be dried out and sealed. So anyway.
First time. What happened second time? You said twice.
My house almost burnt down two times.
The grill.
Oh, the grill part.
The grill part. Where I was like, this is
so
a
So you guys have to replace that.
We're going
to,
yes.
Backing, backsplash, whatever that's called.
That's going to need to change.
Whose idea was that?
It's set exactly to the specs of the grill.
The place I'm living right now has that outdoor kitchen. It's cement.
Yeah.
Like they, I don't know what they, how they did it or what it cost to do it, but it's a full-on cement.
Well, that seems like a safer choice.
Well.
It's not going to burn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's got a refrigerator and the.
Did you cook like at the last birthday? That you had there?
We've used it a few times, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it
hooked up to gas from the house?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's so nice.
Yeah. But that was there.
Yeah.
That's not some project I would have even thought to undertake.
Yes.
In fact, if anything,
huge.
I feel like
that's
our yard
project.
Is overdone, and I wish there was a little
less
back there.
Oh, God, your house is... I love your backyard.
I know.
It's beautiful.
When is... when are the people coming in? I'm starting a little box for your girl. I'm throwing stuff in. I'm like, oh, she'd love that. Oh, Isla would love that.
Hey, there's some salt and pepper shakers over here. I think she'd like.
Why would she want salt and pepper?
There's a little dog and a fire hydrant.
No.
No? It's adorable.
I don't know what you guys are, what that's about. But anyway, I think they're coming in on Wednesday. Wait.
Tomorrow? Today?
Tomorrow.
I think tomorrow. I'll let you know this afternoon.
Yeah, let
we
us
have
know.
Christina and Isla are visiting the station.
So remember you bought those... gloves that have the tattoo looking thing.
Oh, yeah.
So I have one pack left
that
I haven't used. And if Vinny doesn't mind, I want to give them to Isla so she can be like
dad. So she can be like daddy.
She can be like dad and have the little tattoo things. And then I have these little bunny eye cover things that she could sleep with that are super cute. Yeah.
Fun. So Sandy leaves today and then it's good and bad. I mean, having a house full becomes a whole, all things are
consuming,
off. All things are sideways when you drop anything into my world that's not
on your
normally
schedule.
There.
Yeah.
Right. So like I have
she
to
been
be,
cooking up a storm.
She's been cooking, but in the morning I have to be so quiet. I mean, I'm already quiet as I can possibly be, but just... Something fell out of the cupboard this morning, and some spice was clearly leaning again. It was like almost a gag. I opened the thing, it goes, gung!
Like, oh, it's, crap.
Normally, you wouldn't even hear it at that hour, and then I look, and it just opened up. I think it was cinnamon, but I just went, I can't even.
Get the little
put
hand,
a towel over it.
Hand vac.
I didn't do any
of
that.
You left it there?
It's 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah, but you still have to clean up after
yourself.
I can't
clean up at that hour. Oh. She's
put a towel over it in a cone. Like, can someone do this for me?
Can someone please clean this? Yeah.
I wish I'd thought of that. That's actually pretty funny.
Someone posted, Vinny, on my Facebook for you, as people do. So annoying.
Right. See if you will see this.
Yeah. I'm like,
I look at my Facebook, guys. Just go to mine.
But you can't post yours. You can't post yours either, and so people post
on
mine. I don't know what your problems are. And so someone posted this table, And it's a glass leaning. It's everything's leaning half off the table. And they're like, Vinny would freak out if he saw this. It's just all this stuff that is what you're saying about stuff hanging right. off.
When you open the drawer, yeah. it just falls right out.
So if you go to my, so I have two pages. I've got the personal page, which I never look at. And maybe that's the thing they assume they can't post to. I've got the, what is the other one called?
The fan page?
That page is the one I use.
But I
use
it
all the time. People post to it all the time.
Can you post on fan pages?
Yeah. Whenever there's an
art. Post on there.
Post on Vinny's. I don't have one of those. I just have a regular.
Whenever there's an article I want Vinny to read, I'll post it on.
Yeah, I see that every day.
Yeah. I literally never look at it. If you want to get a hold of me, post it on Usette's page.
Hey, when I'm in a foul mood, I just delete it. forget you. You posted on her page. Get off my page.
So yesterday, not nearly as exciting as almost catching a house.
Whatever you had, I would have preferred yours.
We went to the sonogram.
Oh.
And here is what sister looks like.
Oh, did you do that 3D imaging thing?
Describe it, Sarah, when he shows it to you.
There's sister.
Oh.
What are you looking at?
I'm looking at a 3D image. It's incredible.
You see her little head and stuff?
Yeah, so it's really just sort of the front of her face, her arm, and is that her arm?
Uh-huh.
Like that?
Exactly.
And she's you know, her eyes are closed, just a darling little face. Like, wow. So funny to see your baby.
Trippy?
It is.
She's
Vinny.
All squashed up in there.
Yeah, she's just a dog. Look at that.
It's awesome, huh?
Here. It's incredible what we can see inside us now.
Yeah.
It's just a tiny little. You got to post that. That's
she goes,
so...
The lady goes, look at her eyelashes. Oh. And I'm like, get the hell out of here. And she puts it sideways, and you can see the eyelashes coming up.
Awesome.
Let me see you two. Which one of you has the eyelashes this kid got? Which neither of us have.
Does Isla have big eyelashes?
No, nothing. But this kid has visible eyelashes in the sonogram.
How funny.
People Weird. That don't have eyelashes. My doctor the other day stopped me. She goes, one last thing. Are you wearing eyelash extensions? I'm like, no. And I'm like, I got no mascara. No, this
I'm
is me.
Just bitching like that.
But every time I go to get something
you do
done
have
on me,
eyelashes.
Yeah, and I'm super fortunate. But they get when I wear my glasses, it's like they reach up against. But that's awesome that she has eyelashes. I can't believe you can tell that. On a
you should name her
sonogram.
Eyelash. You have Isla and eyelash.
No, I don't think so. Good try though. But no, I'm gonna pass.
Lashy.
Yeah, so that was one of the things that I got to do yesterday.
Aww.
Fun.
That's a trip because when I was looking at, I didn't do the 3D version. And it's just like she goes, and there's the head and there's the arm. And I'm like, I don't see a goddamn thing. I'm like, what am I looking at right now? It's a bunch of blurred images that kind of make out, it's like staring at the clouds and trying to make something out of that.
Somebody,
you know?
Right, someone who looks at clouds all the time can tell you what that cloud looks like. But.
Well, and they sit there and they do these markings and they're all checking measurements of stuff that is really just big blobs. And,
right.
But they can totally read that and good on them. I show up, of course, for the second or third time. We do all the stuff. We race over there. And I forgot my regular glasses. So I'm in a dark room with a dark screen wearing my sunglasses that are prescription. I'm trying to see through. It's already a blob. And I'm like, I don't know. Until they do until she transferred it to the 3D thing, which you can, then you can see. Trippy.
That is so incredible with that 3D imaging. And frankly, it's a. It makes it more, because I agree with you, just the blob, it could be anybody's baby, so they could hand you any random photo of a fetus on a sonogram,
right.
You'd be like, yes, this is my baby.
That's mine, yeah. It looks
like
no way, me.
You know what your baby looks like.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be any surprise to you when she comes out with the inch-long eyelashes.
I don't even remember the terms, but what's really cool, anyone who's gone through this, you just... Even secretly, I'm so nervous about the health and that everything.
Of course.
Life is hard enough without having
Amen.
Health
disability
issues
of some
right
kind,
out of the well, you know, the woman area, right? Right. I mean, oh man, you know, it's already hard enough. But anyway, I just there I am going, and the hands and the arms. And she's like, "We told you that last time. Everything's there.
All accounted for."
And then this time, the main thing was this placenta opening, if it was in the right. Like, if this thing didn't move to the right place, we were going to have to do a C. Mm.
Was it covering the cervix or
something? I think so, yeah. And it did move. So that was sort of the, all right, let's get out of here.
Good.
And she was like, no, we just started. Sit down.
Yeah. Now that we've got that out of the way, the fun part
But it was good news. That was certainly.
You guys, are those, I know that's just a little thing on your phone, but I wonder if you could get like a print of that. Like, that's her first baby photo. Can you get a print that
they
you
do,
frameable?
They gave, well, I don't know that it's frameable, but they give you a sort of a feeded printout.
Oh.
And that's
so
what
cool.
We're working with there.
You should post that.
Well, I could.
Yeah, do it.
All right, maybe.
It's so charming. She just looks so peaceful.
And that was, it's pretty neat, the whole, let's see if we can get her to move her arm. And then she's like, look, her eyes are opening. She was opening and closing her eyes in there.
Wow.
So trippy.
I didn't know you can open your eyes.
I didn't know either. But she was,
I guess why not, right?
She's totally showing us the eyes opening and closing.
Weird.
And then she did a side view of the eyelash. And we're just like, wow.
Aww.
So everything's on track. Due date is what?
August 20th, something like that. Mm. We'll see. I don't know. You know how that's
a little Leo.
That's a, what is it?
A Leo.
It's a Leo?
Mm-hmm.
Leo, Virgo, rising, something
well,
like that, right?
Yeah, Virgo starts on the 22nd or 23rd.
Yeah, something like that.
So if she's late, she'll be a Virgo.
I don't know about all that.
Yeah, Virgos are good too. John's a Virgo. He's a solid dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Leo's.
Although he almost burnt the house down yesterday. But, you know.
Oh, we have so many. I'm going to print these out right
now.
But sure. We have so many texts. Someone just said their friend's house burnt down in Oregon last week because of spontaneous
oily rags. I'm telling
and
you, they were sitting.
Like, this is real.
It's so real. And it's, you know, we've actually been really careful about it. And I read all the directions on the can. And then
some
we just
people
bundled
are saying
them
to
up
soak
and
the rags first. Soak them in a bucket. Water.
Just drop them in water. Well, they've been watered down since. I'm telling you, they were blackened. It was so scary. If we hadn't been out back, the house would have burned down. Oh, God!
That is scary.
It is. It's completely freaky. And now, and listen, after last October and the, you know, fires in Santa Rosa and et cetera, and all the, and the fire danger just in general in California. Mm-hmm. But like after last year, I've been thinking about it all the time. Like that neighborhood looked exactly like my neighborhood, you know, looked exactly like any of our neighborhoods. Like that's not a mountain wildfire where you sort of hear that it happened. That's, you know, thousands of homes. And God knows you don't want to be the person that starts that either, because it would be lucky if only my house burned down. You know what I mean? Yeah. Those
right.
things spread so fast. It's just, well, you know, this fire's burning right now.
Neighbors for sure have a responsibility to each other,
mm-hmm.
and that's one of them.
Yeah, I promise to try to not burn your house down.
Right. With your candles
oh,
or your
God.
Home projects or whatever you're up to.
I'm telling you, I must have woke up like four times last night. She's like, oh my God, it's a fire. Anyway. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm dying to hear how people are going to yell at me. I'm sure it's, you know, I'm sure they will. It was honestly just a moment of complete negligence on my part. Just bundled that stuff up and tossed it in a bag to be dealt with later. All right. It's Tuesday.
Home projects.
Yeah.
Fun.
Oh my God. And I'm so almost done with this thing that it just would have, it might have killed me.
Couple weeks to the party.
Couple weeks, Yuzi.
I can't wait.
I was sitting in your chair.
You were?
Yesterday, seeing how the sun was at each time of the day.
You're so
I made
good
sure
to me.
Put you in the shadiest spot. I even hung a curtain.
Perfect.
An outdoor curtain so I can cover when the sun gets
can't
low.
Can't wait to sit there, Vinny, and everyone brings me my drink.
Oh, yeah. We're going
to
wait on you. Serve
it.
You.
Yep.
It's going to be great. Do you need some extra pillows? We'll tuck you in
Absolutely.
There a little bit. Yeah.
Yep.
Place to put your feet up.
Uh-huh.
You got it. All right. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Let's get her done Tuesday. It's 6:04.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.